You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
So why the only lady that mentions that when she passed away, that's the only lady, right? So the reason is, what's the reason? Why only Sarah Imenu has mentioned that she passed away, and exactly the age has mentioned, why? Why? Well, obviously, Ribbono Shel Olam, as Gemara brings, counts the days after Tzaddikim and Tzadkaniyot. So, as far as if she would live longer, so that's what the whole question is. Why the age of Sarah Imenu has mentioned?
Because that's the age that she's supposed to live, not to do that, what happened.
So, how about Rivka, Rachel, Leah, Sipora, many others. But as you know, ladies always live longer than the men, right? You know why?
They want to take care of their husband before.
They want to have the last word. They have no own and no.
Chazak baruch. So? No, because by the time to get ready, it takes time. Because they're always late, so by the time to get ready. Oh, you didn't know? No. So, yeah, at Ma'avesim, Benachad, Shalva, is that a shame? So now here, Bala Turim explains that we go back in Parashat Lech Lecha, we see Sarah Imenu was not really pleased with attitude of Hagar. Do you recall?
Yeah.
So she came to Avraham Avinu and she told him, Chamasi Alecha. And then she decreed actually that Hashem should judge between them. So Bala Turim explains, because she made havale, as they call it. She asked for judgment. So now, in Shemayim, they reviewed her file. So now, so we learn from here, anytime that you ask for judgment, so then you put yourself in a very, very critical circumstances. And the reason is, why?
They open your file.
But why? Why they open your file?
Ask for the judgment. First they see who, if you are good enough to judge anybody else.
Right, but why? Why there is such a system?
But you are not supposed to judge anybody.
Why? Why are you not supposed to judge?
Hashem runs the whole
Hashem
world.
Hashem runs the world, yeah. So actually, by demand, John? Understand, but when you say, you know, Hashem should judge between us, so then...
That means you don't know, Hashem doesn't know
Hashem. Ah, very nice. So now here, when you ask for judgment, that means you remind Hashem, listen, don't forget, you know, you have to take care of this. So that means you kind of directing Hashem to what to do. So really, the good thing you reminded me, I forgot. So here, that's why the punishment is so severe, because sometimes, you know, people, they become very desperate, very anxious, and so on. I'm much in pain. So, you know, Hashem, should judge us. And then we see what the outcome, unfortunately, is. So there's an interesting point that is brought, that Sarai Menu told Abraham Avinu, Hamasi Alecha. What is Hamas? You know what Hamas means? Hamas. No, people know it as enemy. No, but the term Hamas, what is Hamas mean? John? Well, people, that's how the expression that they have. But Hamas, we have in Parashat Noach also.
It's anger or corruption.
Hamasi, you recall the Rashi, what Rashi said? What was she complaining about? Sorry, Minu.
That because of Abraham Avinu, she treated him mean.
Because of him?
Yeah.
Really?
She gave
her daughter
to Abraham.
Sorry?
She gave her daughter to Abraham as his maidservant.
Okay.
And
so what is she upset about? Why does it say Hamasi Alecha? Fine, but what is she saying? What's Sarai Imenu exactly saying? What is she complaining about?
She's putting me down.
Okay, fine.
She's pregnant.
And it says Hamasi Alecha. What is the Hamas means? It says Alecha. What does it mean? Anger? What anger? No, which anger? Who's angry now? Who's getting angry? Who? Say, my anger is because of you? Shh. No, she was not angry. She was upset. She was disappointed. So Rashi HaKadosh is teaching us two matters. Hamasi Alecha means that the way Hagar is treating me is because of you. So that means you have a responsibility. If she's mistreating me, you have to correct her, stop her. So that's one thing. The other thing here is that Sarai Imenu, Allah Shalom, was complaining at the time that Abraham Avinu came to Hashem and said, Anochi Holech Ariri. So Abraham Avinu told Hashem that I don't have a child. Good? So what did Hashem tell him?
I'm going to have a child.
So now, Sarai Imenu is Abraham Avinu, at the time that you prayed to Hashem that you should have a child, how come you didn't pray for me? Why? So what does Hamas means? No. I gave you a lot of tips.
Disappointment.
No.
You've
forgotten about injustice. No. What does term of Hamas means? No, you're giving me the terms, they are news. Hamas means geneva, stealing. That means, what was that? I had the right to come to me, you stole it from me. That means when you were supposed to pray for me and you didn't, that means you stole from me. That means the goodness that you had to bring about for me is stolen. That's what Hamas means. So now, from here we learn, what do we learn? What do we learn?
We should include everybody in our prayer.
Here we learn a very, very important message. And that is, any time that you're capable and you're able, you have an opportunity to do something good for somebody else, no matter what it is, to help him out in any way, give him feedback in any way, smile at him, make his day, give him a call. And when you don't, you're called a thief. You're called a gazlan. At any moment that you are able and you have opportunity to help somebody and you don't, you are called? You called a gannab. That's what Sari Meir is telling Avraham Avinu. Chamasi alecha. All the chamas that I have to go through, all this pain that I'm going through, because I didn't need to give my maiden to you. If you would have prayed for me, I did not go through this pain, through this shame. It's all your fault because you stole it from me. And here Midrash says, Sara Imenu was supposed to live, how long?
127.
Sara Imenu was supposed to live, 175, right. 175 years. Yeah, that's we keep that inside. Don't tell anybody. She was supposed to live 175 years, but because she was put through the pain, and then she felt that, you know, she could have be honored by the Tefillah of Avraham Avinu, and then she asked for judgment. How many years she lost? How many?
37
years she lost. No, 48, I'm sorry. 48 years she lost. Because she lived 127, and she was to live another 48 years. You know what it is? Hashem yishpot beini ubeinecha. How many words that is? How many words that is? Hashem Yishvot Beini Uvenecha, four words, took away 48 years. Why? Because she asked for judgment from Ribono Shel Olam. 48 years she lost. And you know what it is? He said two words. Chas v'shalom. What a disaster comes about. And that's what exactly the very, very delicate point. Now, first of all, we have to be aware, Chas v'Shalom, Ribono Shel Olam, Hatzur Pamim, Hatzur Tamim Pa'olo. Chas v'Shalom, it's not going to misjudge anybody or forget to judge anybody. And at the time that maybe we are very, very disturbed because maybe the attitude of people, the way they treated us, it just automatically might come out. So you have to be very careful, Chas v'Shalom. We'll not ask for judgment. Because as it is, there is enough judgment. Don't add to it. Don't add to it. There is enough judgment. You have to delete judgments from Am Yisrael. And we always should ask Rachamim for Kol Am Yisrael. No matter how we feel about other people, no matter how we feel you are mistreated or... No, whatever that we feel, you know, we are put in the way through pain. Don't ask for judgment, Chasid Chalina. There's enough judgment is going on. And we have to appease Ibn Sholam and ask for Rachamim. Shvarchu Yisakyotanu v'Yeshuot and Mitzorot Tovot.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.